Welcome to the show, everybody. How are you doing today? I hope you all are doing well. I hope you're doing, well. I hope this week is turning out the best for you. I hope today you woke up and said, I'm going to do something great for me. And and that's a good way to start every day, isn't it? You know, I try to, you know, be happy and optimistic. A lot of people ask me, how are you so optimistic? Well, I wake up and I realize I woke up. One day you won't wake up, and that'll be the day you won't be around anymore, and you won't even be able to be grateful. So, yeah, today I'll be honest. I was running around today. My light went out in my office, and it's this weird little wonky, light. It's not a normal light, so I had to go find it at a store, and it wasn't at the first store, so I had to go to another store, and we live in the middle of nowhere, so of course driving to a store takes forever. I did notice that the gas prices are shooting through the roof. It's like up 50 cents or something. Like, that's a huge bump. That's crazy. Almost a half a dollar. Well, I mean, from what I've seen, it was $1.90, $2. That's what I was used to seeing around here. $2.09 was like, oh, all right, I guess I'll spend it. But now I'm seeing $2.50. When's that gonna end? My goodness. And then what's that gonna mean too? Because when gas prices go up, everything goes up in price. Shipping prices, because everything gets shipped via trucks. Oh, we're in for a lot of changes, everybody. I hope you're prepared and get used to it. All right, before we get into the segments, I just want to say, smash that like button. Oh, yeah, smash it. Smash it good. Also, you can support me directly by going to my website, adamkrigler.net. You can check out all my videos there. Also, you can check out my PayPal link if you want to send me some stuff directly, my Bitcoin wallet, my physical address, in case you want to send me some stuff like this dope Beanie Buddha behind me. Here it is, Beanie Buddha, or this like button that someone actually made me. Very, very cool. Someone on Twitter, I hope they're not teasing me. They just said, hey, I got some single malt scotches I want to send you. And I was like, oh, yeah, here's my P.O. box. Some people have actually sent me whiskey before. So I'm absolutely not opposed to being sent whiskey. Just want to put that out into the air. Also, you can check out my coffee site, kriglercoffee.com. Delicious coffee. You could save 5% by actually doing a subscription, which you can cancel anytime. It's up to you. But everyone who has had my coffee has said they've really enjoyed it, which is awesome. Incredible testimonials that I'm getting from different people. Thank you so much if you've ordered from me. And I drink it every morning. It's nice to have a good cup of coffee and not have to worry about searching for that good cup of that good kind of coffee. And it's got my name on it, so it's got that extra, you know, pizzazz. Actually, you can see, that's the Catalyst blend back there. It's empty. I drank it all. but and also, you know what? Join my locals community. This locals community is growing. It's pretty cool. I this is where I'm gonna be posting. What do you want me to talk about every day? What do you want to ask the guests that I'm gonna have on? I don't really interact on Twitter. Twitter is more of like, you know, I follow certain people, repost stuff. But now I'm really starting to dig into my alternative social media sites. I just got back on Minds. Everything is in the description below. Wherever you are, you on Gab? Are you on Locals? Are you on Minds? Basically, everywhere that I'm at, you can find in the description below are all my social media links, so you can find them all there. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the house, this DDoS attack that everyone's that in the title. That's actually happening right now. I'm on the old internet. I can't even get on the new internet right now because it's getting attacked. That's right. We are getting attacked, constantly bombarded for the past 3 days, I guess. It was booting me out when I was trying to stream on Twitch last night. And it seems to be getting worse. I don't know what we're going to do about it, but we're definitely handling it. I see a bunch of people talking about my beard. What? What is, the beard didn't define me. I define me. Come on. Come on. You should know this by now, all right? The beard, that beard was lazy. And this is what I said yesterday. I said, look, I want to snowboard, all right? I really want to go snowboarding. Tim got us all snowboards in the house. Very dope. I can't wait to go snowboarding. But it wasn't snowing out there. And I was holding on to my beard for one reason, because I wanted to keep my face warm for when it snowed. And then I was like, you know what? It's not going to snow if I don't shave my beard because the weather is spiteful like that. Well, guess what happened last night after I shaved my beard? It started snowing. I'm not joking. It started snowing. There's snow on the ground outside. It wouldn't have snowed if I didn't shave my beard. I'm telling you, that's the way the world works, okay? I said it on my show. It wasn't snowing when I was doing my show, mind you. So you can go back yesterday and watch yesterday's show. I said I had to shave my beard for it to snow, and it snowed that night. So now there's snow on the ground, and now I can go snowboarding. Boom! Hey, I'm excited about it, and I love a chance to say boom. Someone just said the beard defined you. What? That is ridiculous talk. That is ridiculous talk. All right. So let's get into this. Well, I'm gonna talk about what a DDoS attack is. Biden gets denied. All right. A federal Texas judge said, no. That's gonna violate a bunch of rules and rights that we have. No. So I'm gonna talk about that. Then I'm gonna talk about this whole him giving China access to our power grid, and Trump had an executive order to prevent that, and Biden stopped that for some reason. We'll get into that, because I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable that he allowed that. And then we're going to talk about freedom in Scotland. Yep, that's right. Scotland is trying to become their own country again. The United Kingdom, divided kingdom. Well, they're going to wait. Well, we'll get into it. I got some information to talk about that. So very excited about it. Very excited about it. We will see. All right, let's talk about this stuff. First off, I want to talk about what is a DDoS attack, for those who don't know. They're primarily, DDoS attacks are a primary concern in internet security today. Mm-hmm. Explore details about how they function and how they can be stopped. Well, what is it? A distributed denial of service, that's what DDoS stands for, attack is a malicious attempt to disrupt the normal traffic of a targeted server, service, or network by overwhelming the target or its surrounding infrastructure with a flood of internet traffic. DDoS attacks achieve effectiveness by utilizing multiple compromised computer systems as sources of attack traffic. Exploited machines can include computers or other network resources, such as IoT devices. From a high level, a DDoS attack is like an unexpected traffic jam clogging up the highway, preventing regular traffic from arriving at its destination. Complete with a very nice graph to show that. How does it work? Well, they're carried out with networks of internet-connected machines. These networks consist of computers and other devices which have been infected with malware, allowing them to be controlled remotely by the attacker. These individual devices are referred to as bots or zombies, and a group of bots is called a botnet. Once a botnet has been established, the attacker is able to direct an attack by sending remote instructions to each bot. When a victim's server or network is targeted by a botnet, each bot sends requests to the target, the IP address, potentially causing the server or network to become overwhelmed, resulting in a DDoS attack. Because each bot is legitimate internet device, separating the attack traffic from normal traffic can be difficult. And then it goes on to identify the attack. But this is happening. So we have, I wouldn't say a computer expert, but someone who's in the house who's been working on the internet, setting up the internet in the house, and is able to look and see the logs of when our IP is pinged, when the firewall gets hit with something, and it has been consistent all day today. So I was researching. Well, I left the house for a while. I was out looking for light bulbs for my office light that went out. And when I got back, I started looking for stories as I do normally. I sat down on my computer and started working, and then boom, all of a sudden my internet went out, and I'm like, this is weird. We're on the good internet. We got the gigabit internet now. I'm normally a ping of 5. That's nuts. 5 ping. That's very, very low, which is good. The lower, the better. All right. And I had 900 megabits per second and 900 up. So super fast internet. And then all of a sudden it was 200, but then the internet wasn't working. So there was some sort of flow going, but the internet wasn't working. So I'm like, oh man, again, what's going on with this? So I go over to the internet guy. I don't want to call his name out, but he's like, let me check the logs. And sure enough, we were getting hit, and he can see the IP address of where people are pinging our IP address, and it's all over the globe. So it is definitely what they said as a botnet, okay? Which is, it's funny. I find it interesting because somebody was trying to say that I had some sort of Chinese botnet that I was involved in. Now, I don't know if you know much of this story, but it was people that used to work for Tim over at Scanner, and they were trying to say that I ran some sort of botnet farm out of Arizona, which is bonkers, by the way. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's like they think that I'm working for China. No, they're dead serious. They were straight up blasting Twitter with all sorts of crazy nonsense. I guess they were on Tim's show trying to trip him up and get him to admit something malicious or something, and Tim's like, I don't understand what you're trying to say. Like, what's the story here? And they didn't have anything because they don't have anything. All they have is a bunch of screws loose rumbling around in their head, and they try to say that I was the one who was involved in some sort of botnet, which is just ridiculous. No, I don't have time for that kind of stuff. I'm busy researching all day and trying to write an album and, you know, come to you guys with the facts. So it's pretty ridiculous. I see a bunch of people laughing like, yeah, it's ridiculous. But this has happened. Someone said it's Skynet. It's rogue AI coming after me. Well, I do say a lot of things they don't want me to talk about. In fact, there is there's something I really, really want to talk about, and it's the vaccine and certain things that I know about it. But I have a feeling that that's a line that I probably can't cross. And I don't want my platform taken from me. But if you follow me on my alternate media sites, you can definitely see the video that I've been that I watched today. And it's from the frontline American doctors, the people that were totally banned outright from just talking about hydroxychloroquine, which has since been proven to work, mind you. But there's some very interesting stuff that they are talking about the new vaccine, which is experimental. It's pretty ridiculous. But again, I can't talk about this stuff because I've seen people just banned outright for doing this stuff. And now our internet's getting attacked. It's pretty interesting time right now. So I don't know. It feels a little risky, so I'm not going to do it. All right, so let's move on. I want to talk about Biden being denied because this is it's rather satisfying. And also, he's doing things that I don't understand. So we'll talk about this. First, I want to talk about this moratorium. Federal judge blocks Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. Texas challenged the immigration policy in court. A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked Biden's attempt to a moratorium on deportations. You know what? Hold on. Before I continue, do you notice how it's President Biden and all of these things? When even 4 years into President Trump's term, they called him Mr. Trump. I mean, it's so blaringly obvious. I just had to point that out because it was frustrating me in the past 6 months. Every time I would read an article about President Trump, they'd be like, Mr. Trump does this. And it's like, President Trump. What do you mean, Mr. Trump? He earned it. He was president. You know, come on. What? Or he is president at the time of me reporting it. Anyway, I'll continue. I don't want to get too sidebarred here. A federal judge blocked President Biden's attempt to put a moratorium on deportations for 100 days. After Texas sued over the policy, the judge blocked Biden via a temporary restraining order from moving forward for 14 days. The Texas lawsuit claims that the administration would be violating an agreement it has with the Department of Homeland Security, and it would require at least 180 days notice, as well as a consultation prior to implementing changes in immigration policy. It is unclear whether these terms are enforceable, but similar agreements were struck with several other states under the former administration. The U.S. District Judge implemented a nationwide injunction because of geographically limited order would not adequately protect Texas's interests due to the free flow of movement of illegal aliens from other states. Fox News exclusively reported over the weekend that an email sent last week to ICE officers called for stopping all removals and to release them, undocumented immigrants, all immediately. Biden has pledged to move forward with a moratorium on deportations as his administration resets its approach towards U.S. immigration following the change in administration. Non-citizens who have engaged in or who are suspected of engaged in terrorism and espionage can still be deported. The moratorium, which took effect on Friday, does not apply to persons who are not physically present in the U.S. as of November 1st, 2020. The Biden administration was planning to announce further guidance on the issue by February 1st, and Texas actually became the first state to sue the Biden administration. Of course, that was big-time news. They had to write a full article about how Texas is the first place to state to sue them. Well, you know what, Biden? The states, it's called the United States for a reason, all right? You are the president of the United States, but the governors are in control of their own states. So your federal, you know, executive orders, like, he really is acting like a dictator. He's just slamming these executive orders down. I talked about it yesterday, so I don't want to, like, beat a dead horse, just kind of reiterating over and over and over again that he's acting like a dictator, but I will add it in because it certainly does feel that way. He doesn't care. And I you know, I'll talk about this again because my wife and I, she's Swedish. You know, she was not an American citizen, but we went through the paperwork. We paid all the fines and the fees. Well, not the fines, the fees to, you know, appropriately follow the motions to legally be able to have her here and get her a green card so we can live together because she is my wife. You know, there's an order of things that you do to become legal here, all right? Now, it was expensive. It was not cheap. It was thousands of dollars. So now you're saying, like, we could have just waited okay, you're a citizen now. She's not even a citizen. She can't vote. That's a whole nother step, a whole nother process, a whole nother thousands of dollars to even begin the process of becoming an actual citizen where you get to vote and everything. So what's the deal? They're just, well, thank you, Texas, because they have every right. Look, Texas law, like, hey, look, we didn't ask for these people. We don't want other states, people flooding to Texas, which, as we know, people are flooding to Texas. Californians are flooding to Texas. Joe Rogan flooded to Texas. Who else? Tesla, Elon Musk is bringing Tesla out to Texas. Of course, SpaceX can launch from Texas, so it does actually make a lot of sense for these people to move out there. But man, they're gonna ruin Texas. Texas is awesome, mind you. I've been to Texas many times. One of my best friends lives in Texas. It's a lot of fun. I love Texas. The people in Texas are awesome. Every single time I've been in Texas, I'm like, this is cool. Everyone I've met has been awesome. So shout out to Texas, because they're basically saying, sorry, Biden, you don't control us. We're going to sue you for it. And they are. So they're suing it. But I want to keep the subject on Biden. I want to talk about the executive order that he suspended. First, I'm going to talk about what the executive order was. All right. It was May 1st, 2020, President Trump signed an executive order 13920 securing the United States Bulk Power Systems, BPSEO, which authorizes U.S. Secretary of Energy Dan, Brulette, to work with federal partners and energy industry to secure America's bulk power system. The Department of Energy issued a press release on May 1st, 2020. On December 17th, Secretary Brulette issued a prohibition order related to the EO. Prohibition order securing critical defense facilities. The order applies a limited number of utilities and specific BPS electric equipment for the People's Republic of China that poses an undue risk to the BPS. The security or resilience of critical infrastructure, the economy, national security, or safety and security of Americans. The DOE issued a press release on December 17, 2020, in anticipation of issuing a notice of proposed rulemaking later this year. The department is reviewing comment submissions by the request of information that closed on August 24th. The public may view comments submitted in response to the RFI. However, please note that regulations.gov may have reduced functionality on Tuesdays and Thursdays as the beta site is tested. All right, so look, it's right here. The order applies to a limited number of utilities and specific BPS electric equipment from the People's Republic of China that pose an undue risk to the BPS. All right, so Trump clearly wanted to protect us from China infiltrating our power system. Because why should they be able to touch our power grid at all? Period. Right? That is... I don't understand it. I don't understand why. I want to know why. Well, let's dig into it. Biden suspends Trump executive order. Opens the door for China to influence our electric grid. It's from 3 days ago. In yet another indication that Biden plans on selling the United States down the river to China, the overmatched Biden quietly revoked an executive order issued by the President Trump, which was intended to keep foreign countries out of our power grid. Trump's order was indirectly intended to keep China, our primary enemy, out of our infrastructure. Okay, I just got to say, this is awfully biased. All right. But it's got the information that I wanted to talk about in it. Just a fair warning here. I'm not saying I don't agree with him. Just also wanted to add that. Okay, so Biden's executive order on protecting public health and environment and restoring science to tackle the climate change undoes all of that. That's a long title, isn't it? Along with revoking the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline, which experts say will eliminate thousands of jobs, Biden's orders to pull back on several of climate and energy-focused executive orders that have been implemented under Trump administration. The portion that exposes our power grid to foreign control is under subpoint C, which says Executive Order 13920 of May 1st, securing the United States bulk power system, is hereby suspended for 90 days. That's it. He suspended it for 90 days. Why? What's the reason? There's no reason. It's just that's it. Just we're going to suspend it for 90 days. We're going to let China get into our electric or, you know, our subsystem for 90 days. Trump's executive order was intended to ban, replace, and set new critical criteria on bulk power systems, electric equipment coming from a foreign country or nation which may pose a national security threat. And this is more from, well, let's see if it's different. Foreign adversaries are increasingly creating and exploiting vulnerabilities in the United States bulk power system, which provides the electricity that supports our national defense, vital emergency services, critical infrastructure, economy, and way of life. The bulk power system is a target of those seeking to commit malicious acts against the United States and its people, including malicious cyber activities, because a successful attack on our bulk power system would present significant risks to our economy, human health and safety, and would render the United States less capable of acting in defense of itself and its ally. The intro to Trump's order read. And they pose it right. The question is, why would Biden want to overturn or suspend that order for 90 days? To what end? Why? Either Biden is naive to the threat posed by the Communist Party, the CCP, he doesn't care, or perhaps there's a financial incentive somewhere for a member in the Biden family. Now, that seems a little more on a par with what it seems to be. Like, that's it. Why? What is the reasoning? In fact, someone actually asked the new press secretary, Chen Satka, I don't know how to say her name, but she is she's the worst. She's very good at avoiding hard questions. Emerald Robinson asked her. Let me see if I can play this for you guys. Turn it up for you.
Specifically China from interfering in the U.S. power grid. But he suspended that for 90 days in that executive order last week. Given what you said about China today, why did he do that, especially related to something so critical to our national security as the power grid?
I think the president's view on our relationship with China, I tried to do my best to convey to all of
you. So
you
don't know
at all?
I'll have to check
on that specific piece.
So she doesn't have an answer?
Directly.
So, oh, there was no sound? All right, look. I'll tell you what. She was asked... She basically broke down everything I just said, why did Biden do that? Well, you know Biden's relationship with China, and I'll circle back and get back to you. That's what happened. Oh, now it was too loud? All right, well, you guys heard it. So she doesn't have an answer. We deserve an answer. Why is the United States president giving China access to our power grid when clearly we have all these things being made in foreign countries? You know, China makes most of our stuff. 80% of our imports are coming from China. What? How do we know that they don't have some sort of Trojan horse system in anything that they need access to be able to manipulate? I don't trust this president. Okay, they didn't trust President Trump for stupid reasons. I don't trust this president for very obvious reasons. He's not even being quiet about it. And then the press secretary, well, I don't know anything about that. I'll get back to you. Like, excuse me? How did you not understand what was going on? How did you not expect that? She doesn't get hardball questions like Kayleigh McEnany did, who, man, I miss. She was a straight shooter. I'm seeing people online like, man, isn't it just nice to have a press secretary that doesn't lie to you? Like, lie to you? Did you ever even listen to Kayleigh speak? She was a boss. She shut the reporters down because she brought the answers to literally everything they spoke about. Drops hammers on them. This woman is really a good political press secretary. Political. Because she avoids all the hardball questions, or rather the answers, because she was asked this by Emerald Robinson, and it's a legitimate question. How come Biden gave China access to our power grid? How? Why is that a thing? Why is that being allowed to happen? That really annoys me and frustrates me that we're not even getting an answer. And there wasn't even an explanation in him doing it. Where is it? It's just right here. This is all it says under subpoint C. It's just suspended for 90 days. That's it. It's just suspended for 90 days. No explanation, no reason, just simply it is. And then people are like, if you don't know what the executive order 13920 is, then you're just like, well, you're clueless. Like, okay, well, what does that mean? Securing the United States bulk power system. How is that suspended? Why should that be suspended? At least answer it. Pisses me off, man. I have a feeling this is not going to be the end. You know, it's not going to be the end, yo. We're going to see much more of this kind of stuff going forward. I hope not. You know, I would love to believe that he actually does care about American citizens, I'll believe it when I see it. It feels like it's China first for him and not America first, which I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's best, like when you're on a plane, don't you put your own oxygen mask on first? You take care of yourself first before you help others. That's just a natural thing. Well, if you pass out trying to help other people, then that's someone passed out. If everyone's trying to do that, instead of everyone just take care of themselves and then worry about others, because once you yourself are taken care of, then you can definitely go help others. That's what I want. I want American citizens to have jobs. I want American citizens to be taken care of, all right? Not the millions of illegal immigrants that are traveling up because Biden's like, we're not going to deport everyone. We're just going to let everyone become a citizen. It's like, okay, so can I have the money back that I spent and all the hours of time that my wife put into becoming, getting her green card to legally be here? Can I get that back? No? Oh, no? Well, why not? You're just going to, snap your finger and all of a sudden they're going to be citizens. It's ridiculous. All right. Oh, yeah. Check this out. It's from Elijah Schaefer. The Washington Monument and the White House went dark tonight. This was 2 days ago. Huh. What? That's interesting. It's almost like someone's fiddling with our power grid. The lights, the White House power went out? The power to the White House went out. What? One of the most important buildings, it's the executive branch's building. How is the power going to go out? In Washington, D.C., in one of the most important buildings in the country, after Biden gave China access to our power grid. Look, I don't know if there's a connection. I don't know if there's a connection, but it's ridiculous that this kind of stuff now is happening. Really? No one seems to be able to explain why, Elijah says. Well, I mean, I could tell you. I think it's China. No, I have no proof of that. I don't know how I'm supposed to sit here and prove that. You know, I'm not some internet expert. Someone in chat just said dark winter. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that dark winter that Joe Biden was talking about, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the power grid is going to suffer some sort of a foreign attack. And everyone's going to lose electricity for a long time. Granted, you just gave them access to our power grid, Joe Biden. So if something does happen, I'm blaming you. You're the one who added that in your executive order to... Man, the name of the executive order was ridiculous. The name of his executive order was ridiculously long. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Hold on. He named it some ridiculous long name. Here we go. Executive Order on Protecting Public Health and Environment and Restoring Science to Tackle the Climate Crisis. Okay, what does giving China access to our power grid have anything to do with anything on that list? Protecting Public Health, Environment, Restoring Science to Tackle the Climate Crisis? What does China accessing our power grid have anything to do with that? It doesn't. Classic political maneuvering. Look at the name of this executive order. Who can deny that? Who can be upset with the Patriot Act, which I'm going to do an episode on soon, because Biden's now claiming that he wrote it. And actually, he actually said that he wrote it. Interesting. Took a lot of rights away from American citizens, allowed the government to spy on us. Now he's in charge. He wrote the Patriot Act. He's trying to take power away from the people and give it to the elites. Man, no wonder they like China so much. The CCP. The CCP runs everything. The CCP stays in power. It's monarchy again. They're trying to maintain power. They don't want we the people. They don't want people voting for who's in charge. They probably think that's crazy. That people can pick and choose. They probably think people are stupid. They do. They definitely have treated people that like they're stupid. guaranteed. I've said it multiple times. They just want you to shut up and accept things. People don't like shutting up and accepting things. We're Americans. We're bold. We're brash. We're open about what we believe. All right. Well, at least that's how I feel. Right? I don't know. We'll see, because I'm expecting some sort of, foreign attack on our power grid. I really hope that doesn't happen. Dark winter, my goodness. Well, let's talk about Scotland. I don't know how many people know about this, but Scotland's basically doing their own version of Brexit. So Brexit actually happened, all right? Britain left the EU, the United Kingdom, I guess. The whole UK left the EU? Well, it's not the UK anymore. It is divided. The divided kingdom. And we'll check this out. So Scotland is heading towards independence from the UK, thanks to Boris Johnson and Brexit. Let's read into it. Recent polls have consistently found majority support among Scots for leaving the UK. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has refused legal permission for the referendum, but it may not matter. Scotland is heading towards independence, and its inevitable conclusion to be drawn from the latest opinion polls to show a surge in support for Scottish nationalism. The polls, which now show a consistent lead for independence, have followed a bleak year for the United Kingdom, in which it has suffered one of the highest coronavirus death tolls and worst recessions of any country. It has also coincided with Britain's exit from the European Union, which is a clear majority of Scots voted against. The combination of anger at Brexit, distrust of UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has a long record of offending Scots, and British government's shambolic handling of coronavirus pandemic have all conspired to create the perfect environment for the independence movement. With Scottish fishermen reporting severe problems caused by Brexit and wider trade with the EU under serious strain because of new restrictions created by Brexit, the fate of the Union has perhaps never looked so poor. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who is Scottish, warned on Monday that the situation risked pushing the UK into becoming a failed state because of the growing dissatisfaction of the Westminster government in both Scotland and Northern Ireland. On Sunday, Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon moved to capitalize on the rising public dissatisfaction among Scots by publishing an 11-point plan for independence. Crucially, Sturgeon pledged to push ahead with a referendum after the coronavirus pandemic, regardless of whether permission is granted by Johnson. Yes, she actually came out and said, we're not going to do anything right now. We're going to wait till this pandemic ends and some semblance of normalcy returns, and then we out of here. We gone. That's basically what she said. And she's like, it doesn't matter what Johnson says, because we're out of here. We don't care. So Johnson has so far refused to consider any such vote, pointing instead to the divisive victory for the Union in 2014 when the most recent independence referendum took place. Yet in the intervening years, Brexit and the election of Johnson, who is deeply unpopular in Scotland, has massively boosted the prospects for independence. And with the coming Scottish Parliament elections capable of delivering Sturgeon with an absolute majority in a pro-independence ticket, it will become increasingly difficult for Johnson to resist another vote. Sturgeon on Sunday accused Johnson of being frightened of democracy. In a language that appeared to use Johnson's own campaign messages in the Brexit campaign against him, Sturgeon told BBC that the Prime Minister fears the verdict and the will of the Scottish people. She pledged to push ahead with the legal referendum once the pandemic had passed and said that the Scottish government would fight any attempt to stop it in court. Johnson would most likely win such a legal fight, given that powers to call referendums are legally reserved by the UK government. Any attempt by Johnson to defy the will of the people, however, would only serve to put a fire under the campaign for independence and make Johnson's resistance to another referendum even more difficult to maintain long term. And even if Johnson's legal fight were successful, Sturgeon could push ahead with a Catalan-style wildcat referendum, which she would most likely win, making Johnson's position even more untenable. Acceptance to this reality appears to be creeping in inside Downing Street, with the journalist James Forsyth, who is a husband of Johnson's press secretary and a close insider of Johnson's administration, writing last week that Johnson would most likely be able only to delay rather than completely prevent another referendum. There's a growing realization that Johnson can't just say no, Forsyth wrote in The Times. Instead, Forsyth writes that Downing Street is warming to the idea of resisting an immediate referendum while promising a reform of the relationship between England and Scotland. Details of the offer could be unveiled by the Prime Minister as early as this week, when he is reportedly set to visit Scotland. Such promises will be familiar to anyone who has followed recent British political history. In 2013, Prime Minister David Cameron sought to squash the desire for Brexit within his own party by promising to reform the relationship between the EU and the UK before holding a referendum. Back then, Cameron believed his reforms would put an end to the desire for the independence for the EU and help him win a majority for staying inside Europe. The reality was quite the opposite. Cameron's reforms were dismissed as meaningless by both sides, and the anti-EU movement went on to take Britain out of the European Union for good. Johnson is likely to find his own attempts to prevent Scottish independence have a very similar ending. Scotland's going to be free! You know, I've never been to Scotland, but I'll tell you what, I love scotch. I really would love to go. In fact, one of my favorite scenes in Parks and Recreation, I don't know if you know this, but is when, you know what, actually I'm going to pull this bottle out. So this is actually the Lagavulin Offerman edition. So Nick Offerman is the one who plays the character that goes out to the Lagavulin factory in Parks and Rec. And it's such an awesome tear-jerking moment because he hated Europe, never wanted to go to Europe, and finally goes to Europe, and he's having a miserable time. And the main character sends him on a quest, and he ends up at the Lagavulin factory, which it's a single scotch. I'm assuming this is the Isle of Islay, Scotland, Lagavulin Distillery. I would love to go there. Very cool. I would love to go to Scotland. And now that they're getting independence, it's going to be even more fun to go out there and be like, congratulations, you have your right. I mean, UK left the EU. All right. So that's like Texas leaving the United States. The EU is the European version of the United States. Remember, we're the United States. We're not just simply America. We're the United States. The European Union is basically the United European countries. That's what that means. So it looks like this is going to happen. This is I'm gonna spin the UFO for all them Scots out there. Islay. Did I say it right? Spin the UFO for Scotland. All right. Yeah. I'm never going to open this bottle, though. I'm going to have this for a long time. I mean, it's the Offerman edition, you know? But now you know that that's what that is back there. All right. So I want to read a couple things real quick before I get into Super Chats. Some people sent me some really nice things, and this is nice little letter. I'm just going to read it out. This is, thank you for everything that you do. My husband and I really enjoy listening to you often. Keep up your great work educating as many as you can who will listen. We appreciate everything you do. And that is from Pamela. Thank you very much, Pamela. P.S. Thank you for the awesome sticker. I just got this, so I'm going to send this out to you. And someone also sent a little Carn. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's a Carn Christmas. So this is here we go. Adam, Merry Christmas, my dude. Have yourself a Happy New Year as well. Well, I just got this, mind you, so I guess it's just a little late. Did you get that letter with the 26 your old screenshot difference. I don't think I did, actually, but thank you, King. I appreciate you. Your little, see if you would text about screenshots. Oh, screenshots. No, I didn't get the screenshots, but thank you so much. I appreciate you. Do you guys see my butt? Is that, that's hilarious. That's okay. That's allowed. I don't mind. You could probably find, you could probably find more damning pictures of me online because I modeled for a long time. So that's okay. All right. So I'm going to get into some of these here. Super chats. It's a little hot in here. Oh, my fan's not on. I got a fancy remote from a fan. All right. Free Will Mango. Love your work, bro. Keep it up. Birthday just went by, and I wish I could meet my favorite streamer. Free Will Mango, thank you for that, and happy birthday. I'm going to spin this here UFO just for you. Happy birthday, buddy. Sebastian says, Styx may be a bit delayed on the guest appearance. He's got a bone to pick with Hawaii GOP and Sarah Carter for defamation and false claims against him. I mean, people have been coming after him for a long time, haven't they? Man, Styx, they love just attacking that guy. James says, Adam, would you support Trump if he ran again in 2024? Probably. Probably. Salty Scotch says, you're the best, Adam. Thank you, Salty Scotch. I appreciate you always. You're the best. Mark G says, steps for a happy morning. Cook some chorizo sausage. Mix in a couple eggs. Pour a cup of Krigler coffee. The fat will keep you full and happy, and Krigler coffee will give you a jolt. And do a workout. All right. Thank you, Mark G. Minion says, are you rocking a Tool hoodie? In fact, I am. This is, in fact, a Tool hoodie. Although it says Los Angeles, I saw them in Phoenix at the beginning of 2020. Really happy that I was able to go see the concert before COVID shut everything down because they were awesome. yeah, it was great. Adam's Beard says, you're nothing without me. Get out of here with that. Cornwallis says, bring the beard back. Well, it slowly, look, you can already see, you know, I got stuff. But look, it was getting too annoying, man. Like, it was just too long. I didn't like dealing with it. I don't like having to deal with things that I don't have to. Although, I my hair, I don't really have to deal with it because I just put it in a bun and it's out of my way. Or shove it into my hat. Liberty Prime says, Adam, B2 Gold, big things coming to that stock. Just a tip. With money printing, gold and silver will be huge. I have been paying attention to that. Yep. Walba says, wait, I thought that Tim had that great sponsor that would secure your site. You mean that sponsor didn't protect you? I don't know about the website. I'm talking about our personal house is being... Not the internet that I'm on, because I'm on the old internet, not the new gigabit internet, which is a different IP address. So, I don't know. We'll see. Salty Scotch says, Adam, check out Island Lake for great backcountry snowboarding in Fernie, BC. You will love it. Oh, all right. I don't know if I'll have the time to get up to British Columbia, but that would be fun. I have a lot of friends that were from BC. Let's see. Where am I? Justin, Adam, Biden's not all that bad. Don't forget, he said if elected, he would cure cancer. Yeah, right. No, I know he actually said it, but do you believe him? Do you believe that's going to actually happen? You think he's going to cure cancer? No, come on. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Brian says, laughing his butt off at all the people that complained about Iraq being an oil war. Then as soon as we gain energy independence, they vote for Biden to kill it and bring us back into war in Iraq and Syria. Shame on you, President Biden. Shame. Ryan says, my wife is from the Philippines. We spent about $4,000-ish, which includes health exams, two interviews, background checks, fingerprinting, and interviews. Yes, exactly. It's not cheap to become an American citizen. Not even to become an American citizen, just to get your green card. It's a long process. Months long. If you're lucky, months long. It could be years long. In fact, we're still not even done with our process. It's ridiculous. But then they're just trying to go, okay, you're citizens now. Woo! Now vote Democrat. Yeah. Gerald says, Scotland's SNP party is not for freedom. They want back in the EU. They want to be led by on a different leash. Ah, interesting. That does... That, I did read a little bit of something about them saying that they want it back in the EU, which is interesting. Although you gotta think though, France still has its independence from Spain. You know, they're still two different countries. Same with Germany. You know, they're still their own country. You know, the UK was always its own. I don't know. I don't know enough about it, honestly. I'm not. I'm certainly not an expert, and I don't claim to be. So, Mickey, hey, Adam, I recommend the channel Radical Liberation, excellent economics and geopolitics analysis of both current and historical events. I recommend to everyone to look it up. I will be appearing there on topic of Czech politics soon. Oh, right on, right on. I'm sorry, the internet is pooping out a little bit right now. Of course, as I said, my house is being a DDoS attacked constantly yesterday and today. So it feels like we may be continuing it. Yep. People are effing in chat. Thank you for the F's in chat. I'm going to throw an F out in chat too. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. That's why I started the episode with talking about the DDoS attack, because we know it's happening. I know for a fact our IP addresses here are being hit. It's been consistent since yesterday, at least yesterday, that we know about. I'm not on the good internet anymore because it's not even working for me right now. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for still hanging out with us. I really appreciate all of you. Man, the chat is fantastic. You guys are the best. All right. Mavis says the power went out because Biden got lost and hit the wrong switch. Nice, Mavis. Nice. Vash says, look up Operation Dark Winter. You're welcome. Oh, okay. I'll definitely look it up after the show. Christopher Zen, the power outage was the deep state's press secretary delivering a memo. Oh, goodness sakes. Yeah, maybe it was, right? Wolf says, Texas made it official, Adam. Bill for secession has been introduced to the state house. Guess who's leaving New York? No way. Is that real? I got to look that up right now. No way. Is it? If Texas isn't going to secede, Texas secession bill has been filed. No way. What? Okay, hold on. I'm going to bring this up so you guys can see this with me. All right. Check this out. This is from a super chat someone just sent me. Texas secession bill has been filed in the House. This is from today. As promised, secessionist Ryan Biederman and House Bill 1359, the first step towards incarnation of Texas as an independent country among the nations, was tossed into the legislation hopper Tuesday. Wow. All right. I'm going to... That's really new information. I'm definitely going to talk about this tomorrow. My goodness. Wow. Texas. Yep. Texas. My goodness. That's nuts. Who sent me that? Who sent? Wolf, thank you for that. Yeah, I am. That's some crazy news. I'm definitely going to talk about that tomorrow. My goodness. All right. So I'll look into it and find out some more about that, because that's really interesting. The Magnum Express says, still holding out for Kriegler Coffee's fake news blend. Have you planned a deep dive on Joe Biden? I have not planned a deep dive on him, but you know what? He became president, so maybe I should do a deep dive on Joe Biden. All right. Sounds like something I got to do. But the fake news blend, decaf. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about it. Definitely haven't forgotten about it. Jake says, hey, Adam, can we, your fans, convince you to start uploading to Rumble at the same time you upload to YouTube? Yes, I am currently on Library and Odyssey. So not my live shows, but all my clips are automatically uploaded up to my Library page, Adam Cast IRL. You can find me there. But I am looking into switching over to Rumble as well. Or not switching over, but also jumping on Rumble. Mark G says, Scotland can be free with their weird socialist government. Not all unions need to be kept. Unions only work if there's a shared belief amongst members. Sometimes separation strengthens bonds. Interesting point. John L. says, Scotland's story for independence goes back centuries. Hope you read the summary on Culloden I sent a while back. The problem is that they want to leave the UK to join the EU. They're leaving Stalin to snuggle up to Satan. My goodness. Yeah. So Wilo says, your English will be tested when you get here. All right. All right. Yeah, that's, I think it'll be fun though. Yeah, the Scottish accent. I actually was friends with a Scot in high school, and he didn't really have a thick accent, though, but I like the accent. Bruno, all the liberals I know voted for Biden in, and now they're ignoring the news. They mentally drive me nuts. It doesn't help that they only listen to CNN. Oof. Brutal, man. Bruno. Brutal Bruno. I'm sorry about that. John L. says, the EU tried to form a fiscal union without forming a political union. It doesn't work. They're trampling the sovereignty of member states. Don't get it mixed up. The EU is nothing like the US. Okay, good to know. Well, and I said they are different because they are different countries joined in, and we are not different countries. We're one country. So there is a big difference. Interesting. Harry Hillman says, love from Scotland, Adam. Love your work, but you are wrong on Scottish independence. It has nothing to do with the people of Scotland and everything to do with the cult, with cult Nicola. Interesting. I would love to have someone come on and explain it to me, because as I'm just learning this and I'm seeing it from my desk here in America, you know, so I'm sure there's a lot I don't know about this whole Scotland trying to leave the UK and go to the EU. Raphael says, hey, Adam, if you're interested in having Timothy Gordon, I could set something up. I sent you an email. Tim Gordon was fired from a Catholic school for speaking out against BLM. I remember something about that. Yeah, I am. Thank you. I'll check it out. White Lasagna says, as someone who is of Irish and French genetics, among others, I love hearing that Scotland is giving the British the finger. Right on. Let's see. Sarah says, an idea about flooding us with 11 to 22 million people. What if they aren't the average immigrants? One could procure foreign operatives who are far more sinister objectives to come here. That is a good point, Sarah. I mean, the implications of millions of people just becoming citizens instantly without due process sounds a little ridiculous. A lot of people are saying Count Dankula. I would love to have Count Dankula on my show. Count, if you're watching me right now, or if someone knows him and can get a hold of him for me, let him know. I would love to have him on my show. It would be an honor. I know he's obviously 5 or 6 hours ahead. I don't know exactly what the time difference is, but maybe I can do a live show on a Saturday early. I don't know how it would work, but I would love to make it work. That'd be awesome. Jimmy says, hey, Adam, did you get your copy of The Master and His Emissary months back? Any of you guys dived into that beast yet? No, I don't know if I did. I have all the books that I've gotten. I'm looking at all the books that people have sent me. I don't see it there. Did you send it to me personally or to the TimCast crew? Because they do their own thing with everything, even if it's sent to me. KOTK says, Kriggs, jingle for you. The best part of waking up is Kriggler in your cup. Thank you. I like that. Although it is, isn't that Folgers? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. It's a little you know, it's probably copyrighted if I had to guess. Happy Day says, what do you think about Kazook? I don't know what that means. Canada, UK, Australia, and New Zealand alliance that is taking seriously now. Oh, interesting. Canada, UK, Australia, and New Zealand together. I wonder, because Australia is basically having a trade war with China right now, and I wonder how that would influence becoming, because Canada and China are basically buddy-buddy. So I don't really know how that would work out. If, you know, what's the implications of how that would work. Devin says, Scotland is more California seceding than Texas. Right on. Greg, do you think regular Dems really are okay with killing free speech? No, I don't. I think the majority of people think killing free speech is a terrible idea. Mark G., quick thing on Texas. It's a bill to introduce the idea to have the citizens vote whether or not we should leave this union. Interesting. Leave it up to the citizens. They'll probably vote yes, to be honest. Angela says, a friend told me that Verizon and Comcast are getting attacked. Many customers are having trouble. Ah, interesting. Slayin, just ordered the Gamer's Blend from Krigler Coffee. Keep up the good work, Adam. Thank you, Slayin. Appreciate that. And keep in mind, the Gamer's Blend is definitely the more potent of the blends. It's definitely the strongest blend that I offer. So be prepared. Chuck Moore says, you are not having a DDoS. Your area just dropped two substations from the power grid. One had a large explosion, still not fixed. Good luck. Whoa, really? I don't know if that may be true, but we can see that people are attacking our firewall. I've seen it, and we have someone at our house that knows how to check these things. So it may be a combination of both, which is maybe why the internet is as bad as it is. Dark Fox, if you do the deep dive on Biden, may I suggest aspirin and a lot of whiskey? Thank you, Dark Fox. Appreciate that. Oh, Dr. Fox, yeah, appreciate that. Jake says, thanks, man. It's so much easier to watch everything we enjoy on one website. I love the library idea, but Rumble would be great. I might have set up Rumble. I have a team that I set together that helped me with my production. So I'm not sure if they set up the Rumble account yet, but we are working on it. Mark G says, the United States isn't just one country. Texas was an independent nation before joining the USA and will be an independent once more if needed. Who knows? Max says, Adam, me and my wife enjoy your content. Thanks, and please shout out my wife, Erica. Erica, thank you for watching my show. I'm going to spin this here UFO just for you. Not for Max. All right, Max, this isn't for you. I'm sorry. You said shout out your wife, so this is just specifically for Erica. There you go. Spinning that UFO. Make sure you smash that like button, everybody. Mike Hunt, this guy. Twitter and Facebook hide, block, delete the Hunter Biden story. Then Facebook pays hundreds of millions to illegally change voting laws at the last minute, force unequal / illegal ballot treatment, and then block, delete, remove talk in tandem. Yes, it's ridiculous, actually. I can't believe the hypocrisy of these people that are so blatant about it all. It's ridiculous. Jonathan Smith says, Adam, you're wrong. States are countries. That's why they have armies. We are a federation of countries tied together by a common agreement. Okay, good point. Well, I guess states is misleading, right? Because, you know, when you hear states, it's more we realize that it's you know, we are countries, but they don't want us to realize that we're countries because they want the federal government to maintain the control. Honestly, don't you think so? ML says, have some of my GameStop winnings, up 92% today. Another 50% after hours. Yeah, I saw the GameStop going up like crazy. I don't know why. They're going to die out eventually. Everyone just downloads. Jay Rico, possibly Krigler coffee jingle. Coffee from Krigler hits you like a stinger? Yes, no, maybe? It's a little weak, I'll be honest. Jimmy, I sent four copies to Timcast before the split up. One copy is yours. Breaks down the human brain in a way that really makes our culture make sense. Yeah, I didn't get it. And I don't want to speak ill on them, but so I won't. So unfortunately, I didn't get it. Sorry. But if you want to send me a copy, I would happily take one. You could send it to my P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. I really appreciate that. Clayton Goodman says, getting help for my alcohol addiction in 2021. 2020 did me in. Looking forward to getting off the booze and break from the news. Keep on keeping on. God bless. Thank you, Clayton. I wish you well in your journey to breaking the addiction. Remember, it's all a state of mind. You are in control of yourself, and it's not an easy thing to do, but for you to even get out here and super chat this, for me to read this, that means you are clearly taking a strong step towards beating it. So good for you, Clayton. Proud of you, man. I'm going to spin the UFO for you. Right on, buddy. Right on. Keep at it, Clayton. Don't stop. Human says, supplies. All right. Gerald says, get Tim to contact Sargon. He's friends with Dankula. I actually, someone sent me a little clip. Sargon mentioned me in one of his streams after I did the deep dive in Karl Marx, because someone was like, they were telling him that I'm sympathetic to Marx, which is not true at all, because Marx himself said his earlier teachings are wrong, and the book that he put out, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but basically people idolize and talk about young Marx's teachings. And as he got older, he realized that capitalism was actually needed and there needed to be a balance. But they don't talk about that side of Karl Marx. They talk about the younger version of him when he was like, you know, darn the man and down the system and everyone should have everything. And it's like that was his young, ignorant self before he did years and years and years of research in different libraries across Europe and realized that he was wrong. Yeah, Das Kapital, thank you. Yeah, so there was a, you know, he kind of realized that he was wrong. So that's what I realized through my deep dive in Marx. And I don't think people, if you don't watch the full deep dive, you kind of miss that part of it. So, let's see. Someone says, Sargon didn't mention you at all. Yes, he did. I saw the video. Sorry, you goofball. ML says, we are bankrupting a hedge fund. Power to the players. Right on, right on. Daniel says, my 18-year-old daughter disowned me for being at the Capitol on 1-6. This is the same daughter who made me spend $16,000 to save her from where she was and then robbed me and my daughter, my friends, and then leave. I'm sorry to hear that, Daniel. That's brutal. My goodness, that is brutal. Brutal. Oh my gosh, this person is snapping off. If you don't believe me, I don't care if you believe me or not. I saw the video. He just mentioned it in his super chats because someone super chatted at him about me. And if you're just going to spam my chat, you can bounce out of here. Hold on, let me just bounce this person out of here because they're just spamming me for being a liar, which I didn't lie. Bye-bye, Rita. Bye-bye. Peace out. You don't belong here anymore. I do not care. Reese says, hey, man, where can I find the video you talked about earlier about vaccines? I looked on your site and did not see it. I posted it on my Minds. I posted it on my Locals channel. Actually, here, just go to my Locals. It's adamcastirl.locals.com. This is obviously the support page. You can go there and support me. But you can also check out the video that I posted. It's from the American Frontline Doctors. It's really, really good to see. So, yeah, yeah. I don't like being called a liar. I did not lie about that. I watched the video where Sargon spoke about me. He said he was meaning to watch my deep dive so he can understand why I said that, or you know, about Marx, which would be cool if he did. I don't know if he did or not, but that's all good. Let's see. Jose, while everyone downloads games, GME is about sticking it to the greedy hedge fund managers who manipulated the market, and now we the peasants are winning. Awesome. Well, I hope a lot of gamers are getting a boost from that. That would be dope. Minion says, I saw Tool in Boston, November 2019. Awesome show. It was probably the same show because they were touring for their new album, which is awesome, by the way. So this is probably the same tour that you saw. Wait, is it on the back? Awesome. Sometimes I forget what was on the back, but sometimes they you know, they have the different tour spots. Let's see here. The Walking Fish, Scottish listener here. We've been trying to go independent for many years. In general, we view England as leeching off of our oil and whiskey's money. Ooh, spicy. Spicy from an actual Scot. Thank you for that insight. The dude said, you're the man. Keep up the awesomeness. Are you going to get into Gab buying some Krigler coffee right now? Yes, I am on Gab. Actually, the dude, you can, in the description below, I have all of my social media. everywhere you can find me. Thank you very much for buying some Krigler coffee. I do definitely appreciate that. But yeah, definitely down below, you can find me, my Gab. It's Real Adam Krigler, at Real Adam Krigler. It's the only spot I couldn't get just Adam Krigler. So someone actually asked for me to play The Forge earlier in the chat before I went live. And now everyone's talking about Tool, and I love Tool. I love Tool. I love Perfect Circle also. Everything Maynard touches is awesome. I haven't had his wine yet, but I hear his wine's pretty good. I'm going to play The Forge. Because why not, right? This is a song that was very influenced by Tool. All right. All right, so I'm going to play this here Tool song. Tool-inspired song written by me. This is called The Forge. That's actually how I test the guitar if it's in tune. This is the forge. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. You should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Put yourself accountable. Define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. Life, call it what you will. It's a blessing or a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? It's not the same without whiskey, I'll be honest. But all right, you guys are fantastic. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. I spent most of my day actually out of the office trying to get lighting for my studio, and then I spent half the time when I was in my office after I figured out the lighting situation trying to get the internet to work. So I didn't have a lot of segments today, or at least enough time to really, I don't know, get prepared for the show. So thank you all for all these amazing compliments in the chat I'm seeing right now. Thank you so much. You guys are fantastic. You guys are great. Yeah. I love seeing the people that try to tell me I'm awful. You guys are great too. You remind me of that when you have haters, you know things are doing good. Kyle says, song rips, need a recoding. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on recording my newest album. And actually, it would be officially my first album ever. I kind of did an album. Actually, it's kind of funny. I don't know why. I randomly just found my first album. All right. It's a demo that I made. And it has six songs. It's a song called Hello, She's Just, which some of you might know. Hindsight, which I don't know if I've actually played that song. I might have played it once or twice. When Will She Learn? Torn Photographs and Dance to Chicago. And I have all these CDs here. Maybe I should give some of these away. I should do a little bit of a contest. So if you guys would maybe want some of my original demo, this is a demo I did a long time ago, that would be awesome. Sir Vera says, now do Drifting by Andy McKee. I would be, if I could play like Andy McKee, I would be, especially Drifting. That song's amazing. In fact, I have a friend who toured with Andy, and he is an incredible guitar player also. Need a pop filter for the mic. Yeah, I do kind of scream into it a little bit. Sorry. But I will, yes, I'm definitely working on it. I'm definitely, what's a CD? I know, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I could probably, I could probably sell these on my site. I'm going to be doing, my own stuff and selling my music from my webpage, adamkrigler.net. So I'm going to just be selling them myself. I'm not going to go through any label. I happen to marry an incredible music producer, and she's great. She actually produced Tim's song, Will of the People. I don't know how many people were able to check that out. What should I play? You guys got a song you want? I got a little bit more time. I got like 10 minutes left. So let's see. There we go. This is called Dance to Chicago. That was a little lighter song. I saw Freely in there. Someone asking for Freely. All right, I'm gonna play. This is called Freely. It's one of my other newer songs. Cypher says, Adam, have you seen the 90% rally by GameStop closed around 2:30, hashtag GameStop, hashtag Wall Street Bets. I did see that. That's nuts. That's nuts. This is called Freely. Sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. Wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's some magic. Don't forget it, it'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. Thank you, everybody. That's Freely. That's Freely. Keith says, dude, I gotta have a place to be able to listen to The Forge. Coming soon. Coming soon. Very cool. Mytho says, oh, man, what do I do for a demo tape? Will you sign them? Also, I was driving when you played The Forge and sang along as loud as I could. Awesome. That is really cool to hear that's people are singing along to my music. That, I don't know, there's something very, like, that's cool to me as a musician. That's like, that is the ultimate compliment when someone sings along with my music and, you know, likes my music enough to do that. Like, that is so cool. Thank you so much. That's that's so cool. That's cool. I don't think I'll ever get over that. That's pretty cool. Let's see how much. So I'm on the old internet. I got room for one more song. What should I sing? I saw someone ask for Melancholy Hellhound. I can't do that song right now. I think that must have been Double A always asking for that song. Let's see if I can back up all the soy content. You guys are ridiculous. I don't even like soy. You guys are funny, though. Let's see. Best part of my show. Thank you. Yeah. I like it. Oh, you know what? Someone asked for She's Just. I did mention that. Oh, there we go. Kim just asked for She's Just. Guys, I already played The Forge. So I already played it. So I'm going to be, I'm going to play She's Just. There's a couple people asking for that. So this is called She's Just. I actually have that on my old demo. This is from like 14 years ago. No joke. This is old. Like, I mean, it's a CD, right? Goodness sakes. But those are all copies of my demo. So I have about, I don't know, 15 or 16 copies. Maybe I should sell them. I don't know. We'll see. This is called She's Just.
It's just gone too far, she said, as she took another drink at the bar. The truth is, I just never knew when to stop. Never knew when to stop. She was sitting in the corner, trying to pick up her pride. They didn't disown her. Oh, but she wished that they had tried. Been gone through summer. That's alright. Moved to California, out to live that Western dream. But her Eastern persona wouldn't ever, ever let her be. She always ended up missing home. She always ended up missing home. Missing home. Another face in the crowd. It's becoming clearer to her that she's not ready right now. She's not ready to go. Intentions grew bolder. Impatience picked up steam. Too many people told her you have to stay and take what's in your reach. I won't just stand here watching all my plans fall through, 'cause I've discovered it's all about the time I use. Moved to California, now to live that Western dream. But her Eastern persona wouldn't ever, ever let her be. She always end up missing home. Missing home. It's just gone too far, she said. She took another drink at the bar. Truth is, I just never knew when to stop.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. Let's see if there's a... Yep, that's the end. Thank you so much, everybody. You guys are the best. I appreciate you all. Smash that like button on your way out. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe below. Hit that notification bell so you know when I go live, which is Monday through Friday, 6:30. Tomorrow, I've got Patriot Jay on the show. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to talk about Grifton. He won a Grifty. And we're talking about online, the whole world. It's going to be fun. So tune in tomorrow. I'll see y'all. Have a great night. Bye.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.